3 o'clock on the nose, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey. I didn't have time to mention anything about J. Edgar Hoover wearing a dress and high heels and false eyelashes. Presumably, you'll hear all about that on the Hounds show later. Stay tuned. See you next week.
Thank you very kind. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh. Thank you.
Tijuana. Goa. Maga maga mia. Akamala here. Watuzi. Ayamaga. Mama.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
The hound is in.
And I bring along with me the sunshine. Isn't that amazing, Bruce?
Well,
snows
get
for
on the air
13 hours the minute we go on. On the air, the sun comes out.
It turns into a Courier and Ives print.
Oh, happy for this. It's a full moon Saturday. I like that. And this has been one of the weirdest full moons in history. We had a 50-degree Friday night in New York City before the full moon. And what do we hear on the radio on the way here? There was
no
crime. No murders, no robberies, no assaults in all of New York. Isn't that bizarre?
Well, rockets hit me up for $10.
Right. So, we avoided an assault. Yes. Rockets rolling over Il Bruch. Il Bruch is back after a long hiatus.
I'm much better.
Welcome back, Il Bruch.
Thank you. It's very nice
and
to be here.
You want to know what we just heard?
Yeah, I'd really like to know that.
Instrumental
and
Exotica set there.
Listeners too.
We're Darby in the Raves, Safari. Johnny in the Hurricanes, Sheba. This is backwards, of course. Bob Calloway did Native. The Puddle Jumpers on the Federal label, Snake Charmer. And we open up with the Knockabouts, Jungle Safari. Grammy winners, each and every one of them. And what do we have today? Let me see if you can guess.
Ricky's?
An utterly stupid hillbilly hangover. We have a primitive and unlistenable blues hangover. We've got an obnoxious vom set. We've got scratchy 45s, piles of them. And we got a full moon set, because it's a full moon tonight. We have tickets for the A-Bones and the Swinging Neckbreakers to give away for next Friday. We're going to hip you to Nick Hill's big show at the Fez tomorrow, which is the Neil Cassidy Memorial Broadcast. We have the private secret life of J. Edgar Hoover, and Knuckleheads in the News, and a Vibe report, and
a veritable
The Last Will and Testament of Andre the Giant.
Oh man!
What a way
to go!
What a great show this is! I'm so excited.
I'm tingling already.
Yeah,
my scalp's itching.
Let's just leave before we ruin it by talking. Well, we've already ruined it. Okay, let's kick it off with one of the greatest of all one-note guitar solo records on the Chess label, Edgar Blanchard.
Hey, Lordy, mama, 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 you finally heard the thing. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Lord, now, hey, Lordy, mama, 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 you finally heard the thing. Hey, hey, hey. I got eyes for you, baby, say you feel the same. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, we could have a wonderful time. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Lord, I said, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, we could have a wonderful time. Hey, hey, hey. Please say you dig me, say that you'll be mine. Hey, 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 hey. I want to wine, dine you, love you all night long. Oh, Lord, I want to wine, dine, love you all night long. I want to smother you with kisses, hold you in my arms. Oh, well, hey, Lordy, mama, mama, say that everything's all right. Hey, Lordy, mama, mama, say that everything's all right. Aye, aye, aye. I said, no, I'm in a groovy mood, in a groovy mood tonight. Aye, 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 I'm in a groovy mood, in a groovy mood tonight. I said, come on, come on, I'm on my knees, I'm a begging you, please, come on, child, come on, come on, oh yes, come on, don't you hear me, come on, come on, come on.
Monotonous, isn't it?
It's all your fault. It's all your fault. You acted
it's all your fault. It's all your fault. You acted smart, you broke my heart. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. Never been your fault. It's all your fault. Never been your fault. You was untrue, now I'm telling you it's all
your fault. You could tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Get to getting. Get to getting. Get to getting, get to getting. Take the baby home and pet it, put it to bed. Get to getting, get to getting. Take the baby home and pet it, put it to bed. Don't give me no trouble. A woman, you heard what I said. Don't talk about a baby, cause you know just what I do. Don't talk back, baby, cause you know just what I do. I grab you, woman, I do the mess around with you. Get to get, take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Get to get, take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Don't give me no trouble, a woman, you heard what I said. Don't tell me, baby, was your cousin on the telephone. Don't tell me, baby, was your cousin on the telephone. Well, I know you lying. George has been dead a long time. Get to getting, get to getting. Get to getting, get to getting. Take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Get to getting, get to getting. Take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Don't give me no trouble. The woman, you heard what I said. Let's make it, honey. Get to getting. Take the baby home, honey, put it to bed. Get to get. Get to get. Don't talk back. That's right. Let's make it. Get to get and get to get and take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Get to get and get to get and take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Don't give me no trouble, a woman, you heard what I said. Don't talk about a baby, cause you know just what I do. Don't talk about a baby, cause you know just what I do. I grab you, woman, I do, and mess around with you. Get to get, take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Now get to get, take the baby home and bed and put it to bed. Don't give me no trouble. A woman, you heard what I said. Let's make it, honey. Get to get. Get to get. Get to get.
Put that trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
The very best equipment. There's no better machine to be found. Just bring your dirty clothes, bring all your dirty duds. Don't worry about no soap. Her machine is full of suds. My baby's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. Just relax and take it easy while the machine goes round and round. It will cost you 30 cents a pound. So treat my baby gentle, treat my baby kind. Cause her kind of service nowadays is hard to find. She's got the best machine, the best washing machine in town. She can do it over and over, and her machine won't break down. What a machine!
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. I'm driving. By request there, the Five Royales and Laundromat Blues. Counting backwards, we heard Ron Haddock and the Boppers there with Bop Hop. Big Walter Price and the Thunderbirds did Get to Get. Albert Collins on guitar there. Bobby Lee Trammell, It's All Your Fault, and Edgar Blanchard opened it up with Laudy Mama.
There you have it.
There it is. Fine one-note guitar solo.
Mm-hmm.
Should we...
It's just a matter of picking the right note.
Well, let's see, we got announcements. Let's see, tomorrow night, live on... this is going to be broadcast live on FMU, but you can also show up in person, and it's at a place called Fez, which is under the Time Cafe, which is on the corner of Lafayette and Great Jones Street, around the corner from Tower Records, and it's the Neil Cassady Memorial Broadcast. It starts at 6 o'clock and runs through 10:30 p.m., and appearing will be Ken Babbs, the Master of Ceremonies, Penny Arcade, Max Black, Jennifer Blowdryer, Victor Bacchus, Gregory Corso, Matthew Courtney, Allen Ginsberg, Richard Hell, Hubert Hunke, Christian X. Hunter, Thule Kupferberg, Peter Orlovsky, Glenn O'Brien, Fast Freddy will be there.
Wow, I'm growing a soul patch already.
Yeah, Nitro Nick Hill, of course. And I don't know how much it is to get in, but it's definitely worth going. It's the big Comrex event of the month, I'll tell you that
exactly.
Much.
The unique FMU social calendar.
Yeah, so that's right here on WFMU, 6 to 10:30 tomorrow, or you can go down there to the Fez Cafe in person.
Bring bongos.
Yeah, and the only other thing I know about is the A-Bones, the Swinging Neck Breakers, and the Insomniacs next Friday at Maxwell. So we'll be giving away tickets for that in a little while.
We'll be trying to give away tickets for that in a little while.
And proceeding on with the news, well,
got some?
Yeah, we got some sad news. Wait, what's the? It's our new news thing. Andre the Giant died this week. Professional wrestler Andre Rene Ruzumov, a native of France who was known to fans as Andre the Giant, died this week apparently of a heart attack. He was age 46. The 7'4", 520-pound wrestler, he went to France 2 weeks ago to attend his dad's funeral, and he died in his hotel room on Wednesday. Actually, it was the Wednesday before last Wednesday. While visiting his folks, the exact time of his death was not known, but Mr. Ruzumov, as the Times calls him, was born with megaly. You know what that is? That's Rondo Hatton disease.
Oh,
a disorder marked by the progressive enlargement of the head, face, hands, feet, and chest because of an excessive secretion of growth hormones. He was also in The Princess Bride, the Rob Reiner film.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, when they had, I like, this is a great, a nice vintage shot of him.
Mm.
Hold it up to the mic. I liked wrestling back then before they, you know, when guys were fat and ugly and they bit and bled.
I don't know, he still was one of those sort of, you know, Vince McMahon's kind of butler type guys.
Yeah, but he was still Andre the Giant.
That awful guy, Bob Backlund. The Bob Backlund era.
I
was a giant in the industry.
Well, I'm going to seg this right into a film review. Me and Miss Sally, we actually rented a movie that we liked this week. We hate everything, and we liked...
there's a lot out there
to hate. It was made in 1989, but it just arrived in our video store this week. It's called I'm From Hollywood, and it's a documentary on the last 2 years of Andy Kaufman's life and his obsession with pro wrestling, and it is quite a piece of work. Quite a piece of work.
It's a remarkable man. Even if he did, like, generate an R.E.M. song.
He did?
By accident.
Ooh. That's scary.
Yeah, it is really disturbing. It's so strange, like, you're sort of like these dark heroes of your early 20s end up being kind of recycled by...
Yeah, there's a movie out about William Castle and a movie out about Ouija in the same season.
Go figure.
Oh, I'm through trying to go and figure.
Mm.
Anyway... What are we going to do? Into Hillbilly Hangover? Everybody's getting...
What would you do if I said no?
Blues Hangover.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think what we got here is this is... I was getting a little bored with Hillbilly Hangover. I thought we'd spice it up by the wild side of Hillbilly music. I'm going to kick it off with Tommy Pettigrew.
One time.
Two times. No, one time.
For y'all.
Now once I was happy and I had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey. But how true. Oh, women and whiskey and what they can do.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy. They'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy. They'll drive
cross at the head of my grave. For women and a whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. Then write in big letters these words at the end. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
This is Fred Maddox saying, let's to smile and dance with the Maddox Brothers Knowles, the most colorful western and hillbilly band in America. Yes, sir, friends and neighbors, the Maddox Brothers Knowles are coming your way. There's Cal, the laughing cowboy. And there's Don Juan and his mule fiddle. Friendly Henry, the working girl's friend, greeting all the working girls and the two hard hands. And last but not least, there's Rose, the sweetheart of hillbilly swing. She'll be singing and playing your favorite tunes in person. And be sure and stay tuned. Your local announcer will tell you where the Maddox Brothers Knowles and when that we're going to appear in your neighborhood. Here's Rose, the sweetheart of Hillbilly Swang and little sister of the Maddox Brothers Knowles. She's going to tell you about our get-together.
I heard white young men like to have a good time. White young men like to have a good time. White boyfriends like to lose their minds. I love a cool one. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one to go home to when I've had my fun. Wild men hoop and holler and yell hooey. Wild men hoop and holler and yell hooey. They can scream and break down, but they don't kill me.
you. Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
Won't you cuddle near? Let sweet mama whisper in your ear. It makes me laugh and it makes me sing. Give it to me, mama, I'm all about that thing. Away, I'm going away, babe. Honey, won't you follow me? Take it easy, honey, don't get rough. From you, mama, I can't get enough. Sweet joy, it always brings. Everybody knows that I'm all about that thing. Away, I'm going away, babe. Honey, won't you follow me? What's the matter, mama? Please don't stall. I want your love and I want it all. Just give my bell a ring. You can press the button. I'm all about that thing. Away, I'm going away, babe. Honey, won't you follow me? Want to satisfy my soul? Come on, rock me with a steady roll. I like the way you ting-a-ling. Kiss me like you mean it. I'm all about that thing. Away, I'm going away, babe. Honey, won't you follow me? Come on, baby, turn the lights down low. When you're ready, just say let's go. It makes me like ivory clean. Make me feel I'm all about that thing. Away, away, babe. Honey, won't you follow me? About it when you hold me tight, let me linger in your arms so right. Now my passion has got to fling. Can't you hear me crying? I'm all about that thing. Away, away, babe. Honey, won't you follow me?
Chicken bit them.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here, today's Hillbilly Hangover there. The Tune Wranglers wrangling in a version of Bessie Smith's Wild About That Thing.
Yeehaw.
Counting backwards, we heard Rose Maddox, Wild, Wild Young Men. Little Man Henry did Wailin' Wildcat, homering Jethro with Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild, Wild Woman, as they spelled it. Mm-hmm. And Tommy Pettigrew opened it up with Whiskey, Women, and Wild Livin'.
It's a heck of a lot of W's you rounded up there.
You're kind of an alliteration theme.
Oh, hound.
We have some country music news.
Ranch.
You want to hear our country music news?
For the broadcast, Bunkhouse Buckaroos?
Yeah.
Sure.
Willie Nelson and the Internal Revenue Service agreed Tuesday to a $9 million settlement on a $15.6 million in back taxes and penalties owed by the country singer. I'm on the road still, said a smiling Nelson, playing his famous tune, I'm on the road again.
The deal came after Nelson and the IRS agreed to market an album called Who'll Buy My Memories, the IRS Tapes, to help Nelson make liability payments. Nelson, age 59, refused to file for bankruptcy protection and said he has paid the IRS more than $6 million since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
He has worked double overtime for the past year to help pay off his debts. Much of the remaining debt due in 5 years will come from the album's proceeds and any judgment he might win in a lawsuit against his former accountant, Price Waterhouse. Good luck, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
I still hate you.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Do you have that other cooking the book story there?
What's that? The bookkeeper story?
Yeah.
Oh, should we run them together?
Why not?
Okay. Tustin, California, a bookkeeper was doused with a flammable liquid and burned to death by a janitor furious over a late check.
At least it cleaned up.
Jonathan Daniel Darcy, age 30, was arrested in the parking lot minutes after the attack Tuesday in the office of the Quintessence Company, a janitorial company. He was booked for investigation of murder in the death of 42-year-old Karen Labordi,
a.k.a. Crispy.
Receptionist Lisa Stone said Darcy had come to her desk demanding to see Labordi. He pushed into the office yelling, "I want my money," and threw a paper cup full of bluish-green liquid over Labordi's head. Darcy may have used a cigarette lighter to ignite the liquid. The Los Angeles Times Company said the check was for $150.
Wow. Cooking the books is right.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to spread the news too thin. Oh, we got a tip from our man Andy Schwartz that Otis Rush was really great last night. And he's playing at Tramps again tonight, and it's only $5 to get in.
Yeah.
He said it was the best Otis Rush show in 10 years. So.
He used to play around here a lot, didn't he?
He still does play around here all the time, but he's pretty boring usually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a report that Otis Rush is good, you better get there fast because it may not last.
It's liable to change at any moment.
Yeah.
Too bad he's playing where he's playing.
Yeah, not my favorite room. They don't treat me nice there. They just don't. They just don't. Anyway, coming up a little later on the Hound Show, we do have the private life of J. Edgar Hoover. And more stupid old records. We have our full moon set. We have a vibe report. We got a bomb. We have a blues hangover. But right now, we're going to let that doorbell ring with Larry Dale.
Judge, I told all the people that was living under us that I was having a party in my house and making a whole lot of fuss. I said, ain't no use to you coming upstairs knocking, because everybody will be having a ball and the whole house will be rocking. I'm letting the doorbell ring. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well, now, I say everybody better come on in the room and let's have some fun, because I'm letting my doorbell ring. The landlord knocked on my door. He says, you're making too much noise. I says, come on in the room, Mr. Landlord, and have some fun with the boys. The old man looked around. He says, give me time to think. He ducked in the kitchen. He says, what you got to drink? I'm letting my doorbell ring. The window and I headed for the roof. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well, now, I done had my fun. Now I'm on the run, Judge, but I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. You know I ain't gonna answer no door, because I know that Avon calling out there. You police have just got to come on and get me, Papa, because I
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
When the roulette wheel goes round and round, all my money goes down, down. Damn, I lose all my dough. You got no sense to know when to go. All the wheels go round and round. Look at that wheel go round and round. All my cash just like crashing down, 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 down.
Request for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Listen, everybody, here's the new dance out. If you do it right, then you'll sing and shout. You can do it any place or any old time. Cause the name of this dance is a doing the grind. Well, you a grind. Well, you grind and I'm grind and I'm. I do the grind just a grind and I'm grind and I'm. I do the grind.
Oh, you grind and grind and grind and grind. Something like to jitterbug and something like to bop. Something like to chicken and the something Lindy Hop. Something like to rap and do the old time. But you ain't done nothing till you learn how to grind. Well, you
grind and grind and I do the grind just a grind and a grind and I do the grind just a grind and a grind and I do the grind, oh yes, you grind and a grind and I do the grind, oh well, you grind and a grind and I do the grind,
oh you grind and grind. Cause now is the time when the grinding gets a good. Oh, you grind, and grind, and grind, grind, grind. Oh, you grind, and grind, 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 grind. Oh, you grind, 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 grind. I do the grind.
Hey. But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Where's my doggone kick-a-kick-a-kick-a-kick?
We kissed the kiss, down time to go. I
gonna kick you, cat. Nice, get it.
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
Well, down in New Orleans, on a back alley street, everybody goes for the boogie woogie beat. Them out to hear the guitar man. Now if you go there, be sure and dig. The place to go is called Breezy Pig. On Saturday night, around 3 or 4, everybody rocks when the sax man blows. Man plays the 88. The bassman playing. But when they get the kicks, you can see they all crack up from the drummer's beat.
This is Gene Gangwall Maltese, and we're rumbling to the sound of the hound on 91.1 WFMU.
You know how I feel. I love you, crazy baby, like a automobile. I see you little people when the sun goes down. I love you, little baby, both feet on the ground. Come, my little honey, don't you tell on me. Well, I love you, little baby, don't you leave me alone. I love you, little honey, when you're on that phone. I love you, little baby, though you mean so much. You threw me, little honey, by a golden touch. Come, my little baby, don't you tell on me. Ah, say go!
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, this is WFMU East Orange, listener sponsored from the grounds of Uppsala College. Gene Gang War Maltese, whose name for his uncle Gang War.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there. Norton recording artist there with Crazy Baby. Jimmy McCracklin did Everybody Rock. Kenny and Doolittle did Kitty Cat. Before that, we heard Stomp Gordon by request and The Grind. That was a kind of a rock and rolling transition record. That's the Chess record right before Maybelline by Chuck Berry came out. By the way, you got to pick up the new Spy. Read it on the newsstand for that great Chuck Berry article. Andy Starr before that by request, Round and Round, and we opened that set up with Larry Dale, Let the Doorbell Ring.
Let the light bulb flash.
And PSA time.
Oh, good.
What PSA stands for?
Public service announcement.
Right. Recycling is expanding in New York City. Manhattan residents, if you haven't been recycling your plastic bottles, glass bottles and jars, metal cans and aluminum foil, start now. Also remember to recycle newspapers, magazines, catalogs, phone books, and corrugated cardboard. Check with your supervisor or your building management to find out how to recycle in your building. For more information on recycling, call the Sanitation Action Center at 212-219-8090. Help reduce New York's waste. Recycle. And if you have old 45s on the Chess, VJ, Fortune, Sun, Meteor labels, you can wrap those up and send them to WFMU Care of the Hound. Or just call me. I'll come pick them up.
We'll see to it that they get recycled.
You bet.
They'll be back on your shelves as Vanilla Ice cutouts before you even know it.
Yeah. And don't forget, tomorrow over at Fez, which is under the Time Cafe on the corner of Great Jones and
Lafayette,
Nitro Nick Hill presents the Neil Cassady Memorial Broadcast. In fact, it is the 25th anniversary of Neil Cassady's death and also his birth. I don't know how many years, 1926 to 1992, how many years would that be?
I've run out of fingers.
Anyway, it's an all-star beatnik occasion there, hosted by Ken Babbs, with Penny Arcade, Max Black, Jennifer Blowdryer, Victor Bacharis, Gregory Corso, Allen Ginsberg, Richard Hell, Matthew Courtney, Huge Voodoo, whoever that is, Hubert Hunky, Christian Hunter, Peter Orlowski, Glenn O'Brien, Fast Freddy, Edwin Torres, and Nitro Nick Hill. So get over
his fabulous self.
From 6 o'clock to 10:30, get there early.
Should be quite a freak out.
Or tune in to WFMU. It'll be broadcast live.
Or, you know, do like at the ballpark and bring your radio.
Yeah. I'm sure Brian will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that part of it.
Cool.
Now what?
Now
what do we do?
More news?
We can do.
Should I cue you for the Pope loop?
Not ready for the Pope loop yet.
Okay. Sorry. Jeez, I didn't. Folks, if you could have seen him move like he just did.
Shoot.
Pope Voodoo Priests Embrace. It had to happen. Cotonou, Benin. Pope John Paul yesterday sought common ground with believers in Voodoo. On the second day of his 10th African pilgrimage, the pontiff, in a dramatic and emotional meeting with Voodoo priests, suggested that conversion to Christianity would not betray their traditional faith. Whoa. The Pope told the Voodooists that just as they draw on their ancestors for their religion, so do Christians revere their ancestors and the faith, from the apostles to the missionaries. I've never seen God, but today I've seen the Pope. I recognize that I have seen the good God who prays for all the Voodoons, said totally unpronounceable head of Benin's Voodoon community. He wore a wooden crown, painted gold, a long pink robe, and thick framed glasses. Doesn't say what the Pope wore.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like this Pope. I like the idea of a Polish Pope, you know. He did a lot of good things for the Catholic Church. Like, I like the new nuns' habits, babushkas and sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally like the new sacrament, the shots and the beers.
Yeah.
That's a very nice touch. Oh, you're doing a good job there.
The Boilermaker
Pope. He's the Pope. Anyway, let's do Blues Hangover.
Why not?
I got one queued up here by Dusty Brown.
Thank you. right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Time is running out, and remember, next week we're going to we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas. We are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Thank you.
Think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Watch out, man. I got the gangster blues. Caught you kissing my wife. I know you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? I'm gonna tie your feet so you can't walk. Fix your mouth so you can't talk. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Take you out for a little easy ride. Drop you all by the riverside. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Last night, but I caught you kissing my wife. I know you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Take it, John. Yes, yes. Man, you know I'm lost my 44 now. Why not, man? Don't let him get away. Ow! I'm gonna let you down before you bear in mind. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Bother nobody else, wife.
Good night, and good night for Mr. Thank you, Mr. Goldie.
Wonderful.
That's that. That's all he says. Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
You better learn to treat me better so we can get along, or you wake up one morning and I'll be long gone. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better, baby. I'll knock your head around. You got the people talking about me, telling a lot of lies. I won't stand for it, woman. Cut out all your jobs. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better. You better learn to treat me better, baby. I'll knock your head around. New York City in the palm of my hand. If you learn to treat me better, if you learn to treat me better, you better learn to treat me better, baby, so we can get along.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Town here, WFMU East Orange. Learned some sundown there with Learn to Treat Me Better.
Good job, Lonesome.
Something you can all learn. Any, good listening.
Any relation to Lonesome
Bob? Treat me better. Just dad. Eddie Burns there, Gangster Blues. Before that, Schoolboy Cleave did She's Gone. Buster Brown and his Rockin' McBoots did Tammy Mae Is Back. And Dusty Brown did Well, You Know.
The Browns.
Bill Bruch is reading Mopar magazine. You know what Mopar stands for, Bruce? It stands for Move Over. People are racing.
Mm-hmm. Move Over, parts are rusting.
Yeah, save that for Erica.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, folks, car humor.
Well, we got like 9 minutes to vibe time. You want to just we can spin some records that don't fit anywhere else and right in this little segment or
the bonus disc portion of the
the bonus tracks. Again, we got another instrumental we didn't get in our instrumental set. Didn't quite fit in our instrumental set, but it was sitting out, a brand new one. I picked up a nice scratchy copy of Bandstand Rocket on the Felco label.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, let's
and you
do that.
Can splice it on the front of the show,
right,
for your folks like taping it.
Or like if you didn't like last week's instrumental set, you can put it there.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
There goes that train, the same old train. That train that stole my stole my girl. There they go, they're standing alone, all alone. They're standing in their joy, in their joy. Darling, here am I. Darling, darling, yeah. I am standing alone, some boy. If I should have died, if I had died when I were young, I were young. Darling, I wouldn't have had, darling, I wouldn't have had, wouldn't have this race to run.
Thank you. same old train. That train that stole my love, broke my love. Yeah, that same old guy, darn, darn. This is a hit!
Back in the States.
It's the Hound, WFMU, starring Madman Taylor.
The musical Taylor family?
No, it says Madman Taylor and his piano on the label there. Uh-huh. And he managed to make his piano sound like a whole orchestra, huh?
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
One of them Mellotrons or
Before
something.
Before that, Raleigh McGill, There Goes That Train, a rare record that got Il Bruch's attention. And in one phone call. Twister's Bandstand Rocket. I never know if people like the ballads, because I like the ballads sometimes.
Most the doo-wops, the vocal groups.
Yeah. And did I say the Twister's Bandstand Rocket opened
yeah.
it up? I did
yeah,
say
you mentioned that,
right? We're going to give away some A-Bones tickets when we start our VOM set, so let me plug that gig. It's the A-Bones, the Swinging Neck Breakers, and the Insomniacs, and it's next Friday, a week from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Maxwell's in Hoboken, that's on the corner of Washington Street. If you want tickets,
food, folks, and fun.
If you want the coveted spot on the guest list for that one, you could. The guy's on the line already. Let's see if he knows the answer. What's the answer?
Coward.
I hate when they do that. Where's the skull?
I don't know. In Texas, I guess.
Yeah, he is in Texas. Hey, what do we got? What else are we doing here?
I don't know. How do you want to get rid of the tickets?
Oh, I'm gonna play a record, and you're gonna tell me who wrote the song.
Oh.
And
Jimmy
we'll
Webb.
There's going to be a Simpsons comic book. I hope it's as good as a Simpsons TV show.
Yeah, that is
it's
one of
the... $250 though.
It's totally cheesy. Mopar magazine costs $350. I mean, it's just
comic
books
cost $250.
Well, you know, movies cost $7. I mean, it's the whole thing's just gone to hell. We're living in the last days.
Speaking of the last days, a government worker in the Philippines who was a hermaphrodite with both male and female sex organs became pregnant but was denied a maternity leave because he's legally a man.
Oh, Does it say whether or not he made himself pregnant?
No. Here's a good quote from Pat Robertson. Man of God and serious Republican presidential aspirant Pat Robertson said of the Equal Rights Amendment that it, quote, encourages women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians. Now, that's an old quote from the last election, but I bring that up because Pat Robertson, he's back on firing line. The guy's got a TV show. How could he have a TV show? He gets paid, and I have a radio show.
We
do
stupid things
like
that for free.
Yeah, boy. Mm. I mean, I figure I'm at least... I make at least as much sense as he do. I think more.
But Pat Robertson's a guy.
And he doesn't have any Madman Taylor records.
Mm.
Oh, boy. San Francisco police served a jaywalking ticket on a comatose man hospitalized in an intensive care unit. An investigation revealed that the man, not
somebody
the motorist, was hit him
across the street. Sorry.
I don't know. One of the men arrested for looting in the L.A. riots was receives $120,000 a year from the state of California because he had won $3 million in lotto several years before that.
Well, you know, looting, the urge to loot just strikes everybody at one time or another, no matter how rich you are.
I'm going to keep reading these stupid ones until Roscoe calls or we give up on the vibe. A woman in Royal Oak, Michigan was arrested, handcuffed, and jailed for putting her garbage cans out too early.
Well, she's lucky she wasn't pistol-whipped.
Mm-hmm. A lawyer defended himself against charges of microwaving his ex-girlfriend's kitten by saying he put the cat in the oven to keep it out of his way and then accidentally turned the oven on.
Accidentally set it for burrito. Oh, man.
A Los Angeles man on trial for harassing ice skater Katrina Witt demanded a jury of nymphomaniacs, atheists, and agnostics to compose a jury of his peers. That's reasonable.
I'd like roommates that fit the same description.
A Florida wedding reception was interrupted when the bride threw macaroni salad at the groom and he responded with gunfire. I like that.
Choose your weapons, folks.
1982 National Father... Well, you know, this National Father's Day Association's Father of the Year went to jail for failing to pay child support.
Yeah.
New York City authorities wired more than 200 bushes in a public park with burglar alarms recently.
Why?
So nobody steals them.
Burns them.
A young couple trading oral sex on a British train continued their frolic when a family entered the compartment and sat down. Then the amorous pair performed, quote, full sexual intercourse, unquote, in front of passengers who boarded later. It wasn't until the lovers lit up the post-coital cigarettes that witnesses admonished them and they rang for the conductor.
Do you mind if we smoke?
I think, yeah. Oh, boy.
Jeepers. I didn't think English people had sex.
Maybe they were tourists.
Yeah, probably.
A color bar test pattern on a Los Angeles TV drew higher ratings than two competing stations' 10 p.m. newscasts recently. No, Roscoe, it's...
I'm bitterly disappointed. I was curious to see where his head was going to be at.
Well, I know. I talked to him this morning, too.
Go figure.
Go figure. The vibe report came in my house at noon.
He heard his...
While I was on the other line.
Dialing finger.
All right. Well,
okay.
Tomorrow will be Dave Davies' birthday. I think he turns 50 tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
He's sort of a genius.
Kind of. Depends on your definition of genius.
Yeah, it also depends on the era.
Yeah. And I'm gonna really do you guys a big favor. I'm not going to play Naggin, which was my first choice. Him attempting to sing the Jimi Anderson song. I'm just going to play Milk Cow Blues because it's my absolute favorite. Now, here's
because
it fits in with our trivia contest here.
Yes.
Our phone number here is 201-678-7743 for those A-Bones tickets. You're going to tell me who wrote Milk Cow Blues. So I'm going to play you the Kinks version right now. 201-678-7743. Two tickets for the A-Bones, the Swinging Neckbreakers, and the Insomniacs. Friday night. Okay? Where's Milk Cow Blues?
Over there. You got to want to go, okay? Don't just show us how smart you are. You got to want to go.
Crying, I'm gonna leave you alone.
Hey, we have some wieners there. The correct answer was Kokomo Arnold, folks. And congratulations to the folks who won.
To our winners and almost winners.
Yep. Okay, let's get back into it. Phil and the Frantics. Oh, wait, we're going to have to start the Phil and the Frantics over again. I think we have a vibe report. Either that or a late contest entry. Is that...
Hey, hello?
Yo.
Hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
10 minutes late.
Hey.
We're docking your pay this week.
But I'm there.
So what's going on?
Well, I was snoozing and watching Kelly's Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of forgot the vibe there for a minute.
Well,
out here in Austin, Texas.
Ooh. You haven't run into Laurie S., have you?
No.
I heard she was in town by Mister in New York.
Oh, is she in Austin? She lives here?
She does live in Austin, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know she works at a head shop.
Oh, really?
So you may run into her. Send her our regards. So how you doing, Roscoe? What's today's vibe?
Oh, today's vibe, oh, I don't know. I'm out of town. You know, it's been raining here for days, and it finally cleared up. That was good. And, I'm down here in Austin, and I may not be having the time of my life.
No?
Some kid ran into my rent-a-car yesterday at the damn 7-Eleven.
Don't they give you a new rent-a-car when somebody runs into the...
No.
They don't?
No, it's just a door thing, but I know I'm going to end up getting stuck for it, you know?
Ooh.
It's one of those kind of things.
How do you get... You mean you got to pay for it?
I don't know.
Runs into your rent-a-car?
I might have to.
Wow, that sounds weird.
Well, I'm not sure that I checked off the insurance thing, you know, and my credit card only pays for a certain kind of insurance.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be like a fact-finding thing.
Right.
But I might be able to, it did increase the pain or anything, so I might be able to pull off the inside panel of the door. You know, it's because of one of these little cheapo cars. And just push it out with my fist, I think.
I think what you need to do is find out exactly what few things the insurance does cover, like, you know, the thing rolling off a cliff or something, and do that thing to it to cover the damage you've already done.
Oh, rather than try to fix the door,
like,
just,
says,
like total out the car?
For example, if it says this only covers acts of God, what you need to do is get in front of one of those weirdo, you know, churches like they have down in Texas with the giant 400-foot cross in front of it and push the cross over so that it... demolishes the car.
Yeah, I think I could figure something out. That's a good angle.
Get a member of the clergy to torch it for you.
Hey, Bruce.
No, Bruce is back.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Kind of hungover.
Hey, I finally heard some of your stylings on the Action Swingers EP.
Yeah, can you tell which solo was me?
I think I had an idea.
Yeah.
Come on, make it
sticks out a little.
What were you asking for Ned's phone number? You got some session work for the Ned's thing?
I don't know, you know, I just, you know, somebody sent their CD, you know, through some, like, business pipeline, you know, over to my place to have me check it out.
Uh-huh.
So I was checking them out, you know, the Action Swingers, you know, I might have to talk to Ned, you know. You never know what's going on, you know. You never know what's going on these days.
It's true.
In the
I never knew what was going on to begin with.
That's a good plan.
Getting more and more confused as it goes along.
It's true. I just keep saying it's true.
It is true. So
true,
how's
that
your
Bruce
car?
Keeps saying it's true. My car?
Bruce's car.
We were going to take the Bruce's brand new. Tell all the folks out about your new car.
It's not so brand new. It's a 66 Dodge Coronet ragtop. It's cool. It's in the lot. I didn't really want to take it out in the salt. It snowed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So
it snowed about 5 or 6 inches, so I actually had to borrow some cinder blocks from the next door neighbors and put them in the trunk of my car to keep from skidding out.
The GTS fishtails are crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, even with the cinder blocks.
Yeah, we used to use the bags of water softener salt, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of a Midwest kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's it for the car. It's cool, man. It's got a four-barrel carb. Second stage kicks in about 85 miles an hour. It's sensational.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it's a ragtop, so it doesn't ride that, you know, it's not really built for speed. But fortunately, it's a ragtop, so I can take the top down if the weather ever gets good.
That's cool. Oh, I heard you guys got a little snow.
Yep. And the salt that goes with it.
Oh, and you just told me that, like, twice.
Well, that's where you heard it from, man.
All right, well, are you guys mid-VOM set? What is going on?
We just got through the very first part of the VOM, which is also our trivia question. We played the Kinks Milk Cow Blues.
Uh-huh.
And then we, I think we're going to take the Phil and the Phrantics record from the top.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, cool. That was the busted in one.
Yeah.
Kelly's Heroes, they're just about to meet up with Oddball and the guys with the tanks.
Every movie has a Bruce Bennett character.
There you go. So, you know, I'll be back in the fair city of New York by
Who
Tuesday.
Who's the Bruce Bennett character in Beauty and the Beast?
Which, the Cocteau one or the...
I think I was
the Disney one.
Chip.
Chip.
The French candelabra.
Yeah.
Hey, Ernie. Hey, Chip. All right, well, I'll see you guys. I'll be back.
Okay.
And aloha to the Hound Radio Show audience.
Aloha, Roscoe. Aloha right back at you.
See you.
Take it easy.
Oh, boy. A State of the Vibe report. A day late and a dollar short.
I'm bad.
Okay, from the top, Phil and the Phrantics.
Phil.
listening and it freaks me out.
This is a hit!
Oh, I'm so agitated, so agitated. Run through the washer machine, agitated. I'm so agitated, I'm so convoluted. I don't know what I know, but I just like to shoot it. And it's 5 a.m. and I'm crawling the walls, just waiting for imaginary catapult balls. So agitated, so agitated, agitated. I'm so agitated, I'm so agitated, I'm so agitated that I'm so agitated. You know what I mean? I think the whole world thinks that I don't need no shrink. I just hate it.
Back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. The Electric Eels, they're agitated. Treated my whole building to that one the other day.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm sure the building deserved it.
Yeah. That's today. That was a Cleveland, mid-70s Cleveland band. They did the Sex Pistols whole shtick about 2 or 3 years before the Sex Pistols learned it from that old Queen, what's his name, Malcolm McLaren. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan, Next Time on the Highway. This is weird. You know, I can't get, like, promos out of MCA of all this accessory issues, but these bootleggers, they send me promos. I just got these in the mail. The Genuine Basement Tapes, Volume 4 and 5, and they're pretty...
Fabulous.
Pretty fabulous.
Rare.
Yeah, they sound way... Dylan. The sound quality is way better than that piece of garbage that Columbia put out several years ago.
Happening.
Counting backwards, the Sonics, Maintaining My Cool. Phil and the Frantics did Say That You Will in two takes, before and after the Vibe Report. Mm-hmm. And the Kinks opened it up with their rendition of Kokomo Arnold's Milk Cow Blues. And Robert Johnson did not write it. Sleepy John Estes did not write it. Kokomo Arnold might not have even written it, but he definitely recorded
the
first version.
Yeah.
Old Kokomo. They tried to get Old Kokomo to record again in the early 60s. He didn't want any part of it. He was making too much money moonshining.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that big Beatnik bash over at Fez. What kind of name is Fez for a bar? Under the Time Cafe.
Is Under the Time Cafe for a bar?
I don't know. I walk by the Time Cafe all the time, you know, because I go to the gym over there. And I always see that guy who owns Def Jam. What's his name?
Rick Rubin, that guy?
No, the black guy. They used to be partners, and then Rick Rubin is like Def America. Russell Simmons.
Oh, is that his name?
He's like my age. He's worth like $70 million. He's always sitting there with these bodyguards and talking into his modular phone.
You're worth $70 million Canadian Tire.
And so just look for the black guy with $70 million and two bodyguards and head down from there.
Well,
and they got all these guys
getting brain cancer.
Gregory Corso and Hubert Hunke and Richard Hell.
Cool,
Hubert Hunke's book was so great. Guilty of Everything. Victor Bacharach and Allen Ginsberg. Ken Babbs is the master of ceremonies. Nitro Nick Hill, of course, is presenting the whole thing. Let's see, my old pal Fast Freddy will be there, and Glenn O'Brien, Peter Orlovsky, and it is the 25th anniversary of the death of Neil Cassady. And it's broadcast live here at WFMU tomorrow from 6 to 10:30, or you can go down there in person and go witness that fab event.
Deep beneath the Time Cafe, yeah, you can do that applause thing and wear black,
remember,
you know, and just live the whole sort of, like, you know.
Remember those immortal words. All is art, the rest is cottage cheese.
So true.
All right, what we're going to do, let's play some more records, and when we come back, we're going to do the private life of J. Edgar Hoover, and then we'll do our full moon set, and then we figure out where we're going to eat.
Yeah.
I should call Miss Sally and see what she's in the mood for. All right, let's kick it off here on the Cobra label, Harold Barrage. Talking about he's messed up.
You, I'm all messed up. Got me a wife, messed up. May have to fight, messed up. You're so nice, messed up, baby, for the rest of my life. Went to the tracks with a whole lot of loot. Bet on a nag that I knew would come through. Been waiting 1 week to collect my bet. But that old nag ain't coming yet. Messed up. Lost my bread, messed up. Nag fell dead, messed up. Money's gone, messed up. Cause I need car, fare, home, messed up. Messed up, baby, messed up. Don't need baby, messed up. You're so fine, messed up. Cause I'm losing my mind. I'm all messed up, messed up. What must I do? Messed up. Mistreated you, messed up. Feeling bad. Worst old feeling I ever had, messed up.
It's a good thing I don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
I'm gonna be down, not too young, not too old. Went hot, she's hot, she's hot. Oh, look what I got, a red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama likes to rock and roll. Well, now when I take her on to the floor, she just turns on the bar for the door. Open the door and she pulls me outside. Grab me and kiss it with a lip so wide. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Look what I got. Hey, boy, whoa, now look what I got, red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama likes to rock and roll. I'm a till the telephone rings, he says, listen here, boy, let me tell you something. We've been going together long enough. We don't get mad, it's gonna get rough now. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Look what I got, a red hot mama. Red hot mama who likes to rock and roll.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember the hound? I'm talking about the hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to the hound. I mean the hound, the cold blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Standing on the corner.
What you say, boy? What you say, boy? One more time. Whoa, what is this I see? Ooh, what is this I see? Ooh, what is this I see? What's he doing?
Standing on the corner and you show his smile.
Constructive use. Well, I got a gal and her name is Bill. Well, she's not good looking.
music and action.
Back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. The Picheros there on the Accelo label. By request, Bebop Baby. Maybe not the kind of bebop they were thinking about. The coachman back there did Marianne. The Midnighters, what is this I see? Evidently Hank Ballard has a hit. Version of Elmore James's The Sky Is Crying. God bless him, I knew he'd have another hit. Wayne Williams did Red Hot Mama, and Harold Barrage did Messed Up. Hank's had more ups and downs than anybody in the history of music.
Yeah, a couple of severe blows, that's for sure.
He was a rock and roll star when Elvis was in high school. And, he's been at the top and washed up a half a dozen different times.
Yeah, so I just see him at the Grammy Awards this year going, I'm just grateful for my 11th chance, you know?
And,
Yes.
Almost broke the Picheros record. Well, back. Where's the news ticker?
Reeling it in now.
Yeah.
You want to take on this Hoover controversy, or?
Yeah, that's J. Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar Hoover, as it says in the Post.
Yeah. Well,
there've been rumors about that for years.
Everybody knew he was a big queen, but there's some of these new reports are quite impressive.
Picturing J. Edgar Hoover in drag, I mean, that can just shut you down like nothing. I mean, that's better than baseball stats.
He's kind of cute myself. There's in this Anthony Summers has a new biography of the former FBI chief J. Edgar Hoover, and it's been excerpted in the new issue of Vanity Fair magazine. And there is he has quoted eyewitnesses who have seen the dour law enforcement honcho cut loose in a, now get this, folks, and you got to get this image in your mind.
Remember what Hoover looks like.
Right.
Like, you know,
a fluffy black dress, very fluffy, with flounce lace stockings, high heels, and a curly black wig.
Oh, man. And I think this, perhaps the sickest part of it for me is that him and Roy Cohn were getting it on.
It was in an orgy at this at the Plaza Hotel ballroom.
And playing ballroom for nothing.
According to one party goer, I couldn't believe what I saw. Dressed in a black outfit, the FBI director was also wearing makeup and false eyelashes. It was a very short skirt, and he was sitting there in the living room of the suite with his legs crossed. Roy Cohn introduced me to him as Mary. He replied,
girlfriend.
Brusque like the first time I met him. Susan, this woman's name was, what's her name? Susan Rosensteel Lewis. And she recalls that
she was a beard
Hoover
for a
eventually had sex with two blonde-haired teenage boys. Under his dress, he was wearing a little short garter. The bizarre scene was only enhanced by a prop, a Bible, which one of the young boys read while the other boy played with Hoover. Anyway, Hoover, who had died in 1972, had long been rumored to have a lengthy relationship with his aide, Clyde Tolson.
Clyde, Mr. Butch Tolson. It's just imagine these like huge frog-like ugly booze hounds in drag, you know, like getting it on. It's just,
well,
there ought to be a law, and I think there was, and I think he was supposed to be enforcing it. Oh, never mind.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
He did bug Martin Luther King's bedroom looking for some sleaze.
Yeah, but he discovered he was only head, so he got bored.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, on that note, it's a full moon tonight, and now that it's cleared up, we'll all be able to see it. So I'm one of those full moon vampires. I go completely berserk at the first sight of the moon. So I got a little set here of rock and roll songs and on the moon theme. So
show us yours.
Yeah. Kick it off there with Daniel James. Rock, moon, rock.
Why don't you?
Rock, moon, rock.
Rockin' to the rhythm of the clouds so high. Me and my baby watching go by. Making love in the pale moonlight. On this good old Saturday night. Rockin' and rollin' up above. Me and my baby so in love. Who knows our secret, Mr. Moon? There's gonna be a wedding in June. Well, rock, moon, rock, rock. Moon rock, rock, moon rock, don't never stop. You make our world go round. Me and my baby won't let you down. Just keep shining up above, and we'll keep on making love. Me and my baby so in love. Who knows our secret, Mr. Moon? There's gonna be a wedding in June. Well, rock, moon, rock, rock, moon, rock, rock, moon, rock. Don't never stop. You make our world go round. Me and my baby won't let you down. Just keep shining up above, and we'll keep on making love. And
we'll keep on making love. Hey there, Sputniks. You say you finally reached Mars and everybody looks like you? And you haven't removed your space helmet for 3 months now and your beard's growing right up your nostrils and you're not allowed to take it off? That's kind of scary. And you switch on the television and get the old Rudy Valley radio show? There's something wrong there. And suddenly you realize you forgot to turn off the shower back in Sioux City. Is that what's troubling you, Sput? Traveler, you say you take off in that satellite and find out you forgot your tranquilizers, and man, you're flying now. And when you land on the moon and say, take me to your leader, they introduce you to sort of a green Stan Kenton. And you just got your time warps mixed up and discover you're 110 years old. That's quite a shock. And an old pivot tooth just fell out into one of them craters. No use looking for that. That's gone. And you gaze down at that little old earth and can still hear your wife hollering, they're taking off the phone! Is that what's raising havoc in the area between your ears, tourist?
Just as you are, I'm going to do it when I'm black and I'm black. But I'm going to go, baby, look at the sky. Then you and I can't realize that. No, 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 we just had to go. Go to the moon, go to the moon, go to the moon, go to the moon. Stay alive, blow away. Hiya, creatures. You see, you start a little basketball game on the moon and you jump center and end up in orbit. And you suddenly realize there's no women aboard and you're getting closer to that sun.
And your shoelaces are beginning to melt. And there goes Bob Hope. And it's all dark and empty, and a little moon man with purple ears, a triangular head and legs like a spider comes out and asks you if you want to see the sights. And suddenly you get a yearning for a good old-fashioned hot dog, but all they got up there is shashlik. So you jump into that rocket ship and head for home on that little old ranch house with the barbecue pit and the TV set and the washing machine. And you're still millions of miles up, far away from humanity as you knew it. And your wife's voice gets louder and clearer. Where'd you put the keys to the car, you big jake? And it's too late to swing the ship around. Is that what's playing on your nerves, puppet?
Well, so the moon above, you gotta shine, oh my love, you gotta shine bright tonight. So the moon, pretty moon, so the moon, shine your light. Baby, gonna be in my arms tonight, and your light'll make things right. So the moon, just let the clouds roll on by, then I see you shining high. Shining for me. So the moon, pretty moon, all the stars will twinkle bright. As I kiss my baby goodnight, I'm gonna have you to think. So the moon, so the moon. Now go! Well, so the moon up above, shine your light, oh my love, shine your light bright tonight. So the moon, pretty moon, baby, gonna be in my arms tonight, and your light will make things right. To the moon, just let the clouds roll on by, then I see you shining high, shining for me. Pretty moon, silver moon, all the stars will twinkle bright, as I kiss my baby tonight, and I'm gonna have you, you think, silver moon. Shining for me, silver moon, pretty moon, all the stars will twinkle bright. And kiss my baby goodnight, then I had you. You think silver moon, pretty moon. Well, everything will work out right if you shine your pretty light. And then I had you to think silver moon.
Maestro, some twist music, if you please.
This is an alert. Attention all twisters. Stand by for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Twist off.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here, WFMU starring, that was Chuck Dallas, Moon Twist, and the great Marvel label. Don Winters did Pretty Moon, Wesley Reynolds did Trip to the Moon, Deacon and the Rock and Rollers did Rockin' on the Moon, and Daniel James did Rock Moon Rock. I dig the full moon. In fact, I think last night was just the calm before the storm, that crimeless build-up to the full moon.
Yeah, it's kind of the pregnant pause,
I
you know?
Even though it's about 10 degrees outside, I think maybe tonight might be the bloodiest full moon ever.
But see, you can't talk about these things in absolute terms. It's up to the responsibility of every listener.
And each and every individual.
To make sure that tonight's full moon is the bloodiest, most hateful, horrifying, crime-ridden full moon period ever. Okay?
Yeah.
So drive on in.
Mm-hmm. And what else? We got to remind you once again that the A-Bones, along with the Swinging Neckbreakers, are playing...
And the Insomniacs.
Who are they?
I have no idea. I'm sure that's offending somebody somewhere, and I'm sorry.
Maxwell's next Friday night. And we've got a good tip that Otis Rush is on the ball, and he's $5 tramps tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's the big Beatnik show over at the Fez at Broadway.
You know, over at Fez.
Over at Fez, which is Lafayette Street at Great Jones.
Deep beneath the
25th anniversary of Neil Cassidy. That goes from 6 to 10:30 tomorrow, broadcast live on FMU. And that's our fun tips for today.
That's all you get.
And we like to say, whose birthday was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sixes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way,
Sixes.
Dave Davies is 46,
according
to one listener who sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
I always heard
Has he done his
these
chart?
Wild stories I always heard about Dave Davies, you know, that he likes.
Well, yeah, it was along the lines of J. Edgar Hoover, actually.
Yeah. We don't have too much libel insurance these days. Anyway, let's just get right back into it with Joe, Ron, and George doing Half Ton Mama. 2, 3, 4.
Slip, then you slop, then you slip, slop, slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, come on, let's do the slop. It's a jungle beat, baby, and the rhythm really rocks. Yes, come on, baby, come on, let's do the slop. Yes, come on, baby, let's do the slop. It's a jungle beat. Yes, the young and the old, baby, the swinging with the rock and roll. Yeah, the young and the old, baby, swinging with the rock and roll.
miss you. We're gonna do the slop, baby, and you ain't got no time to lose. Come on, boy, let's do the slop. I say you slip, but then you slop, but then you slip, slop. I slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, now you're doing the slop. It's a jungle beat, baby, and the rhythm really rock. Blow, man, blow. Slip, but then you slop, but then you slip, slop, slip, slop, slop. Oh, baby, give it all you got. It's a jungle beat, baby, and it really rocks.
You're staring at a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Got a brand new baby called a Wicked Ruby. She's my brand new baby and she's mad at me. She won't say a word that'll save her soul.
This is a hit! Ooh, feeling so blue.
again. I've nowhere to find you and all my old friends. The shields would sing,
you cheated, you lied.
And the heartbeats,
you're a thousand miles away.
And the medallions with the letter end,
sweet words of his mortality.
Marvin and Johnny with,
was amazing. I just knocked the whole thing off. I'm sorry. I don't even know where it is. Yeah, forget it. I demolished the beginning and the end of that record. Let's just proceed onwards. No, it was just me. You know what I was doing? I was trying to find the cart for the end of the show. When I came back, I accidentally, like, knocked it into the turntable. Bruce, so don't panic.
Memories of El Monte.
Yeah. Well, it was a Frank Zappa production. It was cursed from the beginning. Sorry about that, folks. I'll play it next month.
Erupting into volcanic passion.
I'm getting thin and loving cause my baby she's tired. She knows how to thrill me and she never wanna stop. She comes on every night about 12 o'clock and she rocks all around the clock. Getting thin and loving, getting thin and loving cause my baby she's tired. I love that girl cause she's so fine. She's mine, I'm mine. Getting plenty of loving. Oh,
baby, she's tired. I'm getting plenty of loving, oh yeah. I'm getting plenty of loving, oh boy. I'm getting plenty of loving, oh boy. I'm getting plenty of loving, oh yeah. I'm getting plenty of loving, getting plenty of loving. 'Cause my baby, she's tired. I love that girl, oh, she's so fine. She's high. I love that girl, for she's so fine. I love that girl, for she's mine, oh my girl. Plenty loving, oh yeah. I'm getting plenty loving, oh boy. I'm getting plenty loving, 'cause my baby, she's tired. I'm getting plenty loving, oh yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, I know how I usually just like to go through the last half an hour straight through without yapping, but I'm such a mess here. I got records and CDs. I got this crap sitting all over the place. I got to organize myself. So I'm going to...
Well, you got to let it match.
I'm going to tell you exactly what we heard. That was the Gardenias with Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm doing the Escarita song, Getting Plenty Lovin', which they call My Baby's Tops. As in bubblegum cards. Leon and James did LRE. The Penguins did the middle part of Memories of El Monte, which was produced by Frank Take My Prostate Please Zappa. Oh, Danny Zella in the Zella Rocks. I know I have a better copy of that somewhere, but I don't know where it is.
I know there's a better Zella Rock somewhere.
Wicked too. Ruby. Little Joe and the Thrillers. Let's Do the Slop. Joe, Ron, and George did Half Ton Mama. Now we are going to proceed onwards with a request item. Little Julian Herrera and the Tigers, True Fine Mama. Speaking of Frank Zappa, Jimmy Carl Black supposedly sings on this one. I don't know why we keep getting back to that subject of the man I hate so much.
Word.
Yeah, the Z word. The, Dave, who precedes us, admitted to Frank Zappa fandom and escaped without a beating, but never again.
Go forth and figure.
Yeah.
Him and Joey Psycho.
Oh. Rest my case.
Oh, doctor, you're a psycho.
Chikalunga! Chikalunga! Get your mama lawyer! Get your cool!
Dickalunga, 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 dickalunga. Get your mama law, get your cool. I can't go away making love to you. Dickalunga, dickalunga, dickalunga. Get your mama law, get your cool. I can't go away, cause I'll find you. Leo said, Mark Antony said hi to you, and you were to me crazy talk.
Dickalunga, dickalunga.
Talk like this made history. A dickalung, a dickalung, a dickalung, a dickalung. Teach your mama long, teach your cool. A ball seems quick and has said to you. Juliet said to Romeo, same old thing now. Go, 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 great talk.
Kalunga, kalunga,
great talk.
Teach your mama wire. Teach your finger.
Dickalunga, dickalunga, a dickalunga, dickalunga. Teach your mama law, teach your cool. Found a way to get through to you. Well, teach your mama law, teach your cool. Found a way of getting through to you.
Dickalunga, dickalunga, teach your mama law, teach your cool.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Here comes Lily, just a blowing up top, with a pretty black skirt and a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. All around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hop across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me. Hey, yeah, now. The floor is just a blowing up top. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Well, look at them grinning from ear to ear. I'm so happy for the love that I found. Pretty little girl, she never let me down. I'm so proud of the way that she looks. I love it like something from a storybook. Hey, yeah.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Everybody's jumping, moving around. Nobody's standing still, keeping the ground. You can't tell what will happen when they pass it around. And it's a bug. You got it, you got it. You're all on your own. Somehow it seems better when you do it alone. No way to duck it once it's in front, and it's a bug. Well, come on, baby, let's do the bug. Come on, baby, give me a hug.
me my turns long too. I wanna buck, buck, a hoping nice too. Well, real bugs bug me, no matter what size. Spiders, mosquitoes, grasshoppers, and flies. But this kind of bug really takes surprise. It's a saddle bug. Well, everybody's jumping, moving around. Nobody's standing still, keeping the ground. You can't tell what'll happen when they pass it around. It's a bug. You got it, you got it. You're all on your own. Somehow it seems better when you do it alone. No fair talking once it's been thrown. It's a bug. Turns long, do I want a bug, bug, a hole in my shoe? Well, real bugs bug me, no matter what size. Spiders, mosquitoes, bears, hoppers, and flies. But this kind of bug really takes surprise. It's that old bug.
This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
Jungle.
The Hound here, WFMU, wrapping it up there with the Chantels and the Plea.
Oh, the vocal groups.
Jerry Dowman and the Nightcaps, personal friend of Il Bruce there with the Bug.
I jammed with the man on New Year's.
Mel Smith did Pretty Plaid Skirt. The Loafers, Crazy Talk, and we opened up with Little Julian Herrera and the Tigers, True Fine Mama.
So there you have it.
the good Lord's will, and then the creek don't rise. We'll be back next week. Wild Girls up next, WFMU, East Orange. All aboard the night train.
So far away. Tell her I love her more and more every day. My mother said I'd lose her if I ever did abuse her. Should have listened. My mother said I'd lose her if I ever did abuse her. Should have listened. Now I've learned my lesson. My sweet baby was a blessing. I should have listened. Night train, your whistle tore my poor heart in two. Night train, your whistle tore my poor heart in two. She's gone, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. Now it's blue Monday morning. She left me last Saturday night. Every time I hear a train blow, I get the blues, can't sleep at night. Night train, please bring my baby back home to me. Night train, please bring my baby back home to me. She's gone. The blues she left just won't set me free.
I hate it. Please take it off. I hate your music. Hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot. Hate it. Hate it. I hate it.